I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. The Decker Fire, burning roughly 9 miles south of Salida, remains at nearly 850 acres. Officials say there has been no measurable growth in the fire's perimeter in recent days. As of last report, the blaze is still located totally in the Sangre de Cristo Wilderness area. It was started September 8th by lightning. Crews are working to remove beetle kill and other high-risk fuels from the area for ecological benefit and to reduce the risk for, quote, catastrophic wildfire in the future. A public meeting is set for 5 p.m. tomorrow at the Poncha Springs Town Hall. Fire managers will be there to answer questions from the public. The Colorado Secretary of State's office says it will stop using QR codes on ballots. As 91.5 KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports, the move is an effort to increase cybersecurity in elections.
Currently, when a voter casts a ballot in person at a polling location, the machine might print a paper ballot that has both the voter's choices and a QR code. That's kind of like a barcode that has the selections embedded. A press release from Secretary of State Jenna Griswold's office says there's no way for the voter to verify that the code contains the right information, but that it is used to count the votes. That leaves it open to cyber attacks. The office says there's no evidence that the state's systems have been targeted and that there are safeguards in place. But moving forward, the agency says it's developing a system to count ballots using only human verifiable information and not QR codes.
Andrea Chalfin reporting. This is 91.5 KRCC News.